The first round of tests for the new Florida standards has started, and things are not going smoothly. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
The last few days have been very traumatic for students trying to take the Florida Standards writing assessment.
Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas is dealing with a lot of frustrated students and teachers, and he's not alone. School districts across the state are having trouble logging into the new state testing system for students. Thomas and eight other superintendents met with Governor Rick Scott last month and told him of their concerns going into the testing period.
We did not think we were prepared. We had a number of concerns about the new floor test, and many of those concerns were related to the technical platform that would be used to administer the test. The governor, I believe, listened to us. We also talked about over-testing. That he did respond to by eliminating the 11th grade English Language Arts test, but he really didn't take any action on the technical platform.
And it's that technical platform that's led to this week's problems.
The most serious problem, as you would expect, was an inability to log into the system. I mean, that's the first thing you're going to have to do. You have to log in. The teacher has to log in to set up a test session, and then individual students have to log in. So that was our big problem on Monday. What's happened since then, the logins have gotten better, but we're seeing what I think are much more serious concerns. And those are concerns with students being knocked off the system, students being timed out while they're in the middle of the test. When they come back into the system, their writing response is no longer available to the student. I think that's going to call into question down the road the scores, because if a student was not able to finish the test and the system scores it based on an incomplete response, that's certainly not going to be valid, nor will it be fair to the student.
Thomas also says it's not fair to the school district. He and the other superintendents have asked that district grades be frozen for this year.
How are you going to give a grade based on a student's writing score when he was not finished with his writing test, the system kicks him out, and he's unable to complete? Are we going to give that student a low score, and then that counts on a school grade, and a school might get an F based on an incomplete test attempt by students? That is no way to have an accountability.
The problems are occurring all over the state, and Thomas says all of the superintendents are in contact to get updates on progress in fixing the issues. In Escambia County, they are taking things slowly.
Well, when we saw all the trouble on Monday, we postponed on Tuesday and Wednesday and tried to give the state a little bit of time to work with their independent vendor, the AIR group, and give them an opportunity to try to fix some of the programming challenges. We've been in contact with many other districts over the course of the last 2 days, and their reports are where we're seeing it really hasn't gotten better. Tomorrow, Thursday, Escambia will resume testing. We will reserve our 10th grade group probably for next week if they've not tested, because the 10th grade group is the one that has the highest stake. It's part of what's required for their graduation. And so we want to give them the best opportunity to be on the most stable technical system. And so the longer we can wait for them, I think the better they'll be. So you'll see us test 10th grade for the most part next week. Tomorrow we'll do all the middle school testing and some of the 9th grade testing.
And if the 10th grader still cannot take the test, is there a pencil and paper alternative?
There's not. That question was asked of the commissioner in a conference call on Monday, and it's just too late. There is no way for the state to print a paper pencil writing test and distribute it to districts, ship it to districts, get it to us, and have it in time to do it between now and next Friday.
Malcolm Thomas is the Escambia County School Superintendent. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.